It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve as I'm 18 plays from Alice Cooper. Back when Alice Cooper was a band and not just a person. Dennis Dunaway, bassist with the Alice Cooper Band, turned 73 years old today, co-wrote this song, I'm 18, and also School's Out. And Dennis Dunaway, I interviewed him a couple of years ago when his book came out, his memoir of his time with the Alice Cooper Band called Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs, My Adventures in the Alice Cooper Group by Dennis Dunaway, the bassist for Alice Cooper. That's his book, and he's celebrating a birthday today. Dennis Dunaway, 73 years old. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. We're joined now from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber of Business Brief, with Rich Studley, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find him on Twitter. You can find Michigan Chamber on Twitter as well, wherever you'd like to access that information. Rich, thanks again for joining us.
Morning, Scott. Alice Cooper. I saw Alice Cooper play at Gun Lake.
Yeah? Was it a good show?
It was a great show. Unfortunately, the last 2 months, I feel like I've been on tour with Alice Cooper watching the budget process.
What year was the show?
Oh, gosh, this has to be 25, 30 years ago.
All right, so it was not recent vintage Alice Cooper, because he's still touring, he's still playing. All right. Yeah, the last couple months.
Amazing entertainer, what a great show.
And if you see him recently, he's a born again Christian and does some really amazing stuff in the Arizona community. He is like one of the best interviews you could possibly ask for in music. Well thought, well spoken, really sharp guy. Which is, I don't know necessarily what you'd expect from the stage presence, but it's true. Past couple
well,
months.
The budget show in Lansing hasn't been all that amazing lately.
It's been scary, just like Alice Cooper's live show as we bring it back. Yes. So this budget process journey, you know, the budget passed by the House of the Senate, goes to the governor. She makes some of her line item cuts, her vetoes, moving funds here and there. And then a stalemate for a while. And we find last week that it looks like we're moving towards some sort of resolution. What's been going on for these past couple of months, Rich?
The word stalemate is really a very good description. I've been reluctant to say we have a budget crisis because we don't. 2 months ago in Lansing, the state budget was balanced. The state has over $1 billion in the state's rainy day fund. So if there was a crisis, it was an artificial crisis. And it was the result of a lack of teamwork, a lack of cooperation, a lack of willingness to negotiate and compromise between five people, Governor Whitmer and all four legislative leaders. So part of our message today is that we're hopeful this week the budget impasse will be resolved. We're hopeful for your listeners that by the end of this week, their life, liberty, and property will be safe because the legislature will have recessed. The 2019 session will have come to a close. But the challenge is, where do we go from here? What happens next? The governor vetoed $975 million in state spending. She exercised her right, as any governor has in Michigan, to issue line item vetoes. But out of the $975 million in vetoes, only $400 million had anything to do with a real policy difference over how to fix our roads. The $500 million, almost 60% of the vetoes, were unnecessary, unwise, and really counterproductive.
Rich, we found out a couple of days ago, I guess probably Thursday or Friday, that there was this deal that was closing in between the governor and the House and the Senate, which would reverse some of her vetoes, give her a little of what she wants. What are the pros and cons of the new budget that you know about?
Well, to be fair, there is some good news in Lansing this week if the budget deal goes forward. The $35 million increase in per-pupil funding for students who attend public school academies or charter schools have been restored. They'll get the same increase as traditional public schools. $16 million in funding for rural hospitals who are major employers and provide critical health care in rural areas will be restored. $13 million in funding for sheriff department secondary road patrols will be restored, and unnecessary, even mean-spirited budget cuts for autism and Alzheimer's and dementia have been restored. Ironically, we will be spending less this year to fix the damn roads than we did the year before, and that's hard to understand or explain.
I talked with Mike Shirkey some weeks ago, and he had talked about some language, perhaps in an agreement that would prevent or dissuade the governor from taking her authority to move those funds around in the future. Was that included in the deal?
I don't think so. The legislature and the administration may or may not reach agreement on possible changes to the state administrative board. We work very closely with Senate Majority Leader Shirkey and Speaker Chatfield. We have faith in them. We also work with the Democratic minority leaders in the House and in the Senate. The challenge here is this issue really boils down to five state leaders and their ability to know each other and agree to disagree and find points of interest where they can negotiate and compromise. So a lot of this is less about the details of any agreement on the state administrative board and more about trust and confidence between state leaders. The last few weeks, Lansing has looked way too much like Washington, D.C., and the message we're getting from Michigan Chamber members across the state is that they expect more. They expect our leaders to resolve their differences promptly and in a way that is businesslike and professional. Less drama, more action.
Rich Studley, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, thanks as always for jumping on with us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Appreciate it. That's Rich Studley. And yes, it looks like there's a deal in the very near future. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.